She straightened when a small silver SUV pulled into the mechanic's lot. Was that him now? She'd been waiting for an hour and had been fooled twice already. But this time, when the SUV parked, only a few spaces over, the driver didn't get out and head directly into the cramped office. Instead, he unfolded himself from the front seat and peered curiously around the parking lot. When his gaze fell on her, Dink forgot how to breathe, which was a problem because she definitely needed some oxygen around this guy. He was tall. She'd always liked tall men. And dark-skinned, with close-cropped black hair and a wide mouth which was currently set in a neutral line. From the tips of his loafers to the top-button undone dress shirt he wore, he looked like a banker on his lunch break. Totally out of place in a mechanic's lot. Maybe his SUV needed work. Maybe he was just...
Oh, heaven help me. He's coming this way.
He was walking towards her, those long legs eating up ground faster than she could blink. Not that she wanted to. And that expressive mouth already pulling into a politely questioning smirk. He was walking towards her, and she still hadn't taken a full breath. And now he looked like he was about to say something, and... Oh, gosh. He stopped right in front of her. Was this him? Was this the man she'd been waiting for?
Wow.
Dink couldn't help it. It just sort of slipped out. She stood there beside Wanda, with her head tilted back and her mouth slightly agape as she stared up into a pair of gorgeous light brown eyes and made a fool of herself.
Wow, indeed.
Excuse me?
Oh, shoot.
Dink backpedaled as fast as she could.
Wow? I mean, like, wow, isn't this a gorgeous day?
She waved both hands beside her, as if trying to take in all of Idaho, while still not able to look away from his beautiful eyes.
Just beautiful, huh? I've never been to Idaho, so I guess I should be grateful I broke down long enough to enjoy the scenery. So, like, wow. You know?
The stranger lifted one brow. He managed to do it elegantly, and Dink didn't think she'd ever met a man she would have called elegant, and made a show of looking to his left and then to his right. She didn't have to follow his gaze to know what he saw. A dirty lot full of broken-down cars parked in front of a brick building on a busy city street. Not exactly paradise. But she smiled as convincingly as she could when she said,
I guess you gotta find beauty in unexpected places.
The man met her eyes again and stared down at her for a long minute. Dink felt her heart speed up, and she began shifting her weight from one foot to the other. Was he going to call her out on her idiotic greeting? Or would he play along? Or what? She'd just opened her mouth to say something else, probably something equally stupid, when he changed the subject entirely. Are you Dink Redfern? Oh, wow. He was the man she'd been waiting for. Only her family called her Dink. Everyone else used Dinky since she was so short.
Are you Jace?
The tall man grimaced slightly. Jason. Jason Cunningham. Ellie texted and said you needed a ride. She didn't mention the teal, though.
Teal?
Oh, yeah. Dink's right hand rose self-consciously to fluff her short hairdo. Normally, her color matched her sister's, but last month she dyed a thick teal ombre around the ends of her otherwise blonde cropped hair, just for fun. Most men called it blue, though. How interesting that Jace saw it as teal, which was her favorite color.
Yeah, I haven't sent her any photos in a while. I guess I just needed a change, you know?
It'll clash with the bridesmaid dresses, I know that. Of all the things he could have said, of all the polite, chit-chatty nonsense he might have come up with, he had to go with that? Dink bristled.
How would you know?
After all, she was the one who'd chosen the wedding colors and coordinated the dresses with Ellie. But he just shrugged, seemingly oblivious to her irritation.